Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Perry DiLoretto of the Nevada Military Support Alliance. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Dick Gamak, Howard Rosenberg, Trey Abney, and Paul Enos. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team? Top-rated claim service? Customer care team? Website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
What has the massive Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome back to the program Perry DiLoretto. He's the CEO of Domani Ranch DiLoretto Homes. And on this particular occasion, you're here with your work with the Nevada Military Support Alliance. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thanks for having me, Sam.
Pleasure. You got a big event coming up on Thursday, which is March 13th, for those that are listening perhaps this weekend. And it's in honor and remembrance of Sparks Middle School teacher and Nevada National Guard member, Master Sergeant Michael Lansbury. And what it's going to be is a presentation from Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman, USA military retired. Tell us about Mr. Grossman and why you guys have invited him here.
Thank you. Colonel Grossman is a very well recognized authority and author on the subject of childhood violence. He's also been deeply involved in subjects having to do with military and police issues, dealing with the aftermath of some of the encounters that they have to go through in dealing with this stuff. He's written a book, co-authored a book, that got my attention a number of years ago, titled Stop Teaching Our Kids to Kill. And the main thrust of it has to do with media violence and video game violence and how it affects young children. What attracted me to the subject is how it seems that we have transformed ourselves as a society and have become to embrace this whole concept of a gratuitous violence for especially in, as it affects our young children. He takes you through in the book a very logical progression of what's going on. And a matter of fact, lays out kind of a very clear blueprint as he sees it. That has some very compelling logic that this is bad stuff. This is akin to pornography of the worst kind as a way of polluting young minds. And we're seeing the effect of that. Sparks Middle School was a horrible tragedy. It wasn't the first of its kind. It wasn't the worst of its kind. But as far as the way it affected our community, it is something that is absolutely horrible. And I think that when you listen to Colonel Grossman, and I've listened to everything he's all of his lectures, I've read all of his materials, some of it on different levels, because as I said, he's written a book called On Combat, another one called On Killing, The Bulletproof Mind, dealing with even higher levels of violence. But you get back to the basic root cause of what's going on. You know, Sam, I appeared in front of the school board not too long ago, and I made a comment that, 50 years when you're 16 years old seems like almost an incomprehensible amount of time. But now that I'm 66 and I look back 50 years, I say, geez, where did it go? But during that period of time, we have transformed ourselves as a society with respect to gun violence. And it's now moving down into younger and younger children. We have, 8, 10, 12-year-old kids committing these violent crimes. So what we as the Military Support Alliance wanted to do, first of all, out of respect and remembrance and honor of a true hero in our community, Michael Lansbury, we wanted to do something for the community in the way of making an opportunity to gain some knowledge on the subject. And looking around and identifying and appreciating the work of Colonel Grossman, we thought it would be a good idea to bring him to town, make him available for a public community symposium, a lecture, if you will. There's no cost associated with it for anyone that wants to attend. And he will simply lay it out for you. Because to get to a solution, and try and get in front of this, is we have to understand what's going on and what we can do about it to try and make a difference.
The thing that surprises me, and this is coming from somebody who was born and raised in England, not in a gun society whatsoever, and coming to live and become a citizen of the United States, is that I accept that people have a right to own guns. I have no problem with that. The only thing that surprises me is with the number of guns that we have in this country, that there isn't more of this violence.
Well, it's not my intention to turn this into a debate or a real discussion about guns. It takes three things to have one of these things happen. You have to have a gun, you have to have the ability to use it, and you have to have the will to use it. I like to soften when I get into a discussion like this. I ask somebody, what's the first thought or word that comes to your mind when you mention the word gun? I know it comes to my mind, responsibility. The second thing that comes to my mind is safety, because that's the way I was taught. But what you have is you have a loss of contact with reality with respect to the video or virtual violence. A lot of these children that commit these crimes have never, until the day they do that, had a real handgun in their hands or had a real weapon in their hands. What they've had is the game. And the game scores, you score points or you win by how accurate you can be and how devastating you can be. But if you are doing that and being rewarded for that in a game sense, but you don't understand the reality of what it means to point a weapon at a live human being, or as a matter of even an animal, you're going to destroy it. What does that mean? And if you lose that context and you lose that relationship, you're literally training kids in a vacuum, so to speak, of not understanding the results of their action. Very interesting statistics that Colonel Grossman cites. During our Second World War, they had what they call the shoot rate or the fire rate of our infantry soldiers. And a lot of people will be astounded that on the battlefield, about 15% of the soldiers would really fire at another human being. 85% wouldn't. They were going through all other kinds of psychological and physiological effects of being in combat. And the way they train soldiers to get that up to the 85 and 90% shoot rate is with this type of training. You put them in a virtual situation where you learn to do it from rote, and it's an immediate response, and you do it. That's what we're doing here. That's what these games do.
All right, well, let's explore this a little bit further. Let's take a break more with Perry DiLoretto when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Perry DiLoretto. He is with the Nevada Military Support Alliance. They're putting on a major presentation at the Reno Sparks Convention Center on Thursday, March 13th with Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman. And it's about keeping our youth safe and violence prevention. You know, it's interesting because you got two sides of a coin here. On the one hand, as you point out, and I'm sure there are people on the other side of this issue as well that will protest and say, no, video games do not translate into people picking up weapons. On the other side, you're pointing out that the military, when they want to have people who are in uniform going into war, show them exactly the videos that you have a problem with. But then there's a third side, which is that, you know, drones and drone warfare is being done by people who are raised on video games and are now at Indian Springs, Creech Air Force Base, fighting wars using video games. It seems like we have a lot of things colliding at once.
That's really interesting you bring that up. I just finished Robert Gates's book called Duty, right. Former Secretary of Defense. And at the end of the book, in his reflection sections, he makes a very astute observation about that. The use of video games. You push a button in Nevada and a vehicle blows up in Mosul, okay? A standoff warfare of sorts. I'm troubled by that. If you cannot sanitize the taking of another human life in a conflict. Somebody is getting killed here. You know, it's almost akin to capital punishment, you know? I mean, in the old days they used to hang people in public and behead them and all that. Now we lay somebody down on a table and use lethal injection. Is that more humane, or does that make it more acceptable for society to use that? That's a debate that needs to be had. So, you know, listen, you know, one of the things, the points that I think needs to be made here, first of all, the video games that the military uses are not exactly these. They are a even more advanced form of it.
Yeah, even more violent.
But here's a point that Colonel Grossman makes, and a lot of psychologists will agree with this. A young human mind, a child's, it takes you to get to about the age of four before you can fully comprehend the spoken word. About the age of eight before you can fully comprehend the written word. But at the age of as early as 18 months, a visual presentation can be remembered and repeated. by a child. And that's what we're doing here, Sam, over and over again. We're kids sitting in front of these games. And it's not play. They might think it's playing, but it's, I don't know if you've seen them or not, but they are grotesque. They you get score higher points for a head shot than you do for a body shot. Okay, we have examples in Kentucky where I believe it was a 12-year-old walked into a room and took 8 shots. Some kids were finishing a prayer meeting. He hit every one of the kids. I think 6 out of the 8 were headshots, and the other 2 were body shots. Three kids got killed. That just doesn't happen, Sam. They're being trained for it.
Let me ask you this, though, and I asked it in the first segment. Why do you think, then, that this doesn't happen more often? Or is there just a switch that goes off in these kids and young adults that is abnormal? And it's not the whole population. I mean, we've seen violence being aimed at kids going back to cartoons. I mean, some of the most violent things you could ever see are things like Roadrunner, where people are having, anvils dropped on their heads or being kicked off the mountainside. We didn't see what we're seeing these days.
When that anvil dropped on that cartoon character's head, the kids laughed, okay? They weren't interactively training with it. They weren't interactively engaged. They weren't scoring points, or they were not winning something by doing that. The other thing we got to keep in mind, why is there a difference? Because we're people. We're all different. Some kids can process this stuff better than others. Some that have more intense parental supervision that are watching and engaged with what their children are involved in versus the child that sits in a room by himself and does it. And Sam, please keep in mind, every one of these incidences that we've experienced, think about them. I was at Senator Smith sponsored a symposium the other night at the Washoe County Commission Chambers, where we heard from, I think, 5 victims, including the daughter whose mom was the principal of Sandy Hook Elementary School. People that were down where Congressman Gabby Gifford was killed.
Gabby Gifford was shot.
Yeah. The common thread among all of these, they're video, the fascination with video games.
Let me give the information again one more time here. It's Thursday, March 13th from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Reno Sparks Convention Center, Mount Rose Ballroom. It's absolutely free to come, and I think you're going to learn a lot from Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman. Thank you so much for being here, Perry.
Thanks for letting me get this across. Thank
you're
you. I appreciate
very welcome,
it.
Sir. We'll be right back on About a Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
If the recent changes in healthcare have you feeling like there's a lot to learn, you're not alone. At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we've done our homework on the new healthcare law, so we can help you make an informed decision, like finding a reliable health insurance plan that's right for you. All our plans offer $0 preventive care benefits to help keep you healthy. Our plans cover doctor visits, prescription drugs, hospital stays, and more. Choose from doctors and hospitals in our network. Generations have relied on us for their health care coverage. Apply today. Your coverage is guaranteed, and there are no medical exams required. Act today. It's not too late to apply for health coverage in 2014. Open enrollment ends soon. Now you can get reliable coverage from a name you can trust. Call us at 1-866-768-9305 for a free quote. That's 1-866-768-9305. Or visit lookatanthem.com.
Nevada State Bank is the door to your future. We've opened the door to home ownership for more than 50 years. Whether you're starting out small or financing a custom dream home, we can help find the loan that's right for you. And we can connect first-time and fresh-start buyers with up to $15,000 through down payment assistance programs. If you're ready for a home of your own, call or stop by today. Bring your banking home to Nevada State Bank.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great power panel. As always, Trey Abney is here, Director of Government Relations with the Chamber, Howard Rosenberg, UNR Professor of Art and Art Education, also a school board member in Washoe County, Dick Gammack, the Washoe County District Attorney, and everybody's friend, Paul Enos. Pleasure to have you all here.
Say everybody.
So Trey, to be serious, I wanted to pick up on the discussion we were having with Perry DiLoretto and your thoughts about violent video games, because you're from a different generation.
That's true. I mean, I grew up on more Super Mario Brothers and Duck Hunt than what we have now. But, I mean, I think the key is active and engaged parents. I mean, if you let your kid sit in his room, put trash bags over the windows, and play video games all day by himself, there could be some issues there. If you don't know what's coming in and out of your house, as far as weaponry and guns, there's probably an issue there. You have to remember, you know, a couple decades ago, you had junior high and high school kids with guns in their trucks. They had actual guns, not video games. They carried around actual guns. And you have more problems than now. I think it's parent involvement is the key here, and that's what's different about this culture than what had been before.
Howard?
It's one component, Sam. It really is. I mean, you can go all the way the other way. I loved the movie Going My Way, and Bing Crosby played Father O'Malley. It didn't make me want to become a priest. You know, it's that kind of thing. You've got to put it in perspective. I think that goes back to parental involvement for some, but some of these kids aren't that lucky. And they get at it on things that travel. I think what we need to do in schools particularly is begin to teach tolerance and understanding and compassion for one another.
What do you mean begin? I mean, haven't we been teaching that?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't think so. I really don't.
I learned it on Sesame Street. I mean, I know it's something that has been around.
Paul, you had a home and you had parents that cared for you.
We talked about that at school. We talked about cooperation. We talked about tolerance. We talked about, you know, not hating somebody because they're different.
And hang on, can I point out this is Elko, right?
This is Elko, Nevada.
Small town. Exactly.
But it's a
small town, close knit. There's a lot of these kids that don't have that. They really don't. And I think what we need to do is right off the top, when they start school, be kind to one another. It isn't going to hurt you. It's not going to make you less.
That is something that we do in school. That does. It even happens in public schools, Howard.
Not to the extent it should. And I got to agree with Howard to that extent. We got another thing here we don't teach very much of anymore, and that's responsibility. You know, people are responsible for their conduct. Children have got to be taught. And if it's in the schools, if it's by the parents, whoever it is, when you shoot somebody on the TV set and it explodes in blood, and then 5 minutes later it's back, they've got to be taught that it's a game. It's something you're playing. It doesn't mean that person will come back, and it doesn't mean that a human being will come back when you shoot them and they blow up. So there's a real education thing missing.
Well, and I agree with you. You need to teach as a parent the difference between reality and fantasy. And a lot of these video games, they are fantasy. And I think Howard is right that it is a component. You know, in the absence of parental involvement, in the absence of good morals, in the absence of good mental health,
Paul,
those things can be
damaging. Paul, let me interrupt you for just a second. I'm seeing it at the university. I have a sign that I put out on the door when I close the door to my studio, and the kids are inside where they belong, and they're not late. And it says, you're late, you're absent, you're history. You belong in class on time, not wandering in whenever you feel like it. And that's the kind of thing that I'm fighting more and more of today. We are in this area of completion. We want all the students to complete their work. Well, that's fine, but they must take responsibility for completing that work.
Dick, the question that comes up to me is mental illness. Because, as I said to Perry on two occasions during that interview, that my surprise is that this doesn't happen more often with the amount of guns that are available in this country. And I have no problem with guns. I mean, it's already done. But that seems to me is the factor here. It's not so much the video games as video games or other things affecting people who already have that switch that's thrown in the wrong direction.
And that's something I've been preaching now for years. that, and I've challenged, in fact, I've challenged our congressional delegation, too. I've challenged everybody that'll get in my way over this, is tell me how many of these shootings have occurred that did not involve mentally ill people or people with mental problems. They can't name a single one.
Yeah.
So it's finally starting to make some sense, I guess, to folks, because they're starting to talk about it in the legislature. They're starting to talk about it in Congress. They're starting to look at funding to address mental illness in this country. And with our country today, we're seeing more of it than we've seen in the past. Just because of the stresses, technology, all the things that are going on, you find more and more people that are running into that. The drug abuse is leading to some serious mental illness, and kids that are born in a drug with drug parents. So we've got a lot of issues coming down this lane, and if it's not addressed, we're going to have a lot more problems.
What do you tell your kids?
Well, I mean, I've got my son just turned 4 a couple of weeks ago, and we're constantly having, you know, lightsaber battles, and I'm getting Ninja Turtle nunchucks thrown in my head, and you know, we'll be fighting, "Dad, you're dead," it lay down, but then I'm getting back up. So he has no concept, but we keep getting back up after we fight, and I'm dead, if you will. But I mean, and he's watching the cartoons, he's not in the video game stage.
Well, you know
yet,
what, I'm going to be a horrible parent here in a minute. I was playing Assassin's Creed last night with my 8-year-old. He does understand the difference between fantasy and reality, and that's my job as a parent. When he's playing it, yeah, I'm there with him
to
so
do
I
it
can
with
explain.
Him. That's right.
You know what, yeah, hey, you're killing that pirate, but
Paul, this
is
may
fantasy.
Come as a great shock to you. You are in the minority.
And that's where we got to leave it. We are out of time. You can keep talking, but we got to cut it.
Well, that's
we'll
fine.
Right
I bloomed under.
This beautiful NAHB certified green home in Damani Ranch could be yours for just $150. The Builders Association of Northern Nevada presents the 2014 Dream Home Delivery Raffle. Constructed by award-winning home builder DeLoretta Homes and located in La Casada, the Dream Home is 1,800 square feet, 3 bedrooms, and 2 baths. Proceeds benefit the Nevada Military Support Alliance and the Builders Association charity. Get your ticket today at these locations or visit dreamhomedelivery.com. The 2014 Dream Home Delivery Raffle. Get your ticket home today.
Consign Furniture, it's the easy way to sell, smart way to buy.
Consign Furniture, we'll take the guesswork out of buying or selling your furniture or household items. Call or come by today.
Experience the Eldorado's Power Pennies Plus, voted best casino promotion by News and Review readers. Keep on winning with bonus games that follow you. Start your engines with NASCAR Virtual Racing. Take the checkered flag and win free play with progressive payouts. Get more winning power with random birthday bonuses and our Power Pennies Plus Fantastic Friday Slot Tournament.
We love the Eldorado.
It's like family here.
I love to play the Power Pennies.
My favorite part is winning.
Power Pennies Plus at the Eldorado.
If you've been injured in a car accident, a slip and fall, or any other life-changing calamity, how can you be sure you'll receive the best advice and help with your claim?
At Galloway & Jensen, we have the answers you want and the experience you need.
Insurance adjusters are trained to act like your friend, but they're also trained to take advantage of you.
We work for the insurance companies,
and we won't let them take advantage of you.
For your free consultation, call Galloway & Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should, too.
Recycled Furniture Midtown Reno has been family-owned and operated for over 30 years. We buy and sell only quality-use furniture. With inventory arriving daily, we price our merchandise to sell quickly. For great deals on slightly-used furniture that's new to you, come see us at Recycled Furniture.
On our next broadcast, Carol Velardo of the Nevada Taxpayers Association.